Canada HR News on February 6, 2023. I'm Elena Bobireva. In today's episode, we talk about current hiring trends, provincial employment announcements, Black History Month, and other topics. Stay with us to get the latest HR updates. Indeed Hiring Lab reports that in the second half of 2022, Ontario job seekers clicked on job postings in other provinces 49% more than in 2019. Their interest to move to BC and Nova Scotia from Ontario spiked at the start of the pandemic, while Alberta has led the growth since then, overtaking both Quebec and BC as the top recipient of Ontario job seeker clicks. Ontarians looking for tech, engineering, and natural resource-related jobs are more likely to search outside the province than workers in other sectors. Growth in outbound interest since 2019 has been especially strong in remote-friendly fields like tech and marketing. The persistent rise in outbound job seeker interest from Ontario suggests the recent wave of out-migration from Canada's largest province could continue, but it also highlights how the rise of remote work has expanded the geographic scope of white-collar job search. In the first three quarters of 2022, 83% more Ontarians left for other provinces than during the comparable period in 2019, according to Statistics Canada. This shift was already underway in 2021, probably reflecting cost of living challenges, especially in the Greater Toronto Area, and greater location flexibility offered by the surge in remote work during the pandemic. Changes in job seeker activity on Indeed suggest this trend could continue. Research from Robert Half indicates that more than half of the companies across the country have plans to hire early this year. 51% of respondents to Robert Half's survey anticipate adding new permanent roles during the first half of the year, which is up from 40% 6 months ago, and another 42% expect to fill vacated positions. Managers in administration and customer service and marketing and creative have the greatest full-time staffing needs. While many companies are eager to hire, 9 in 10 managers said it is challenging to find skilled professionals. Employers also reported it can take up to 14 weeks on average to hire for an open position, up from 8 weeks in 2021. Those in marketing and creative, legal and finance and accounting are most likely to increase their use of contract talent. Despite hiring challenges, employers say they conduct about 4 interviews with the candidate before extending a job offer. Beyond skills, the top traits they look for in a potential hire are timeliness and professionalism during interviews, knowledge of the company, and passion for the company's mission. On April 1st, the minimum wage in New Brunswick will reach $14.75 per hour and become the highest in Atlantic Canada. There are about 19,000 minimum wage earners in the province, or about 5.7% of the paid workforce. Prince Edward Island currently has the highest minimum wage in the Maritime Provinces at $14.50, with plans to raise it to $15 in October. In Newfoundland, the minimum wage is $13.70 an hour, and in Nova Scotia, currently the minimum wage sits at $13.60 per hour. The government of Nova Scotia announced the minimum wage in the province will increase to $15 per hour this year. It will first increase from $13.6 to $14.5 per hour on April 1st, and then to $15 per hour on October 1st. The increase will keep the province on pace with PEI and Newfoundland, which will move to a $15 minimum wage on October 1st. Nova Scotia has also agreed to increase the minimum wage each April based on the Consumer Price Index percentage change for the previous calendar year, plus 1%. Even with the accelerated increase, the wage still falls far short of what's considered a living wage. Last fall, Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives published a report that determined the living wage in Halifax to be $23.50 per hour. The report considers a living wage as the minimum hourly wage earned in a 35-hour work week that would meet the current cost of living for a family of four with two parents working. The Provincial Minimum Wage Review Committee reported that 7% of provincial residents earn minimum wage. They work primarily in retail trade, food and accommodation industries, and 56% of them are female, 64% are non-students. The province of British Columbia and Public Safety Canada are kicking off a large-scale emergency preparedness training exercise. The exercise includes nearly 200 participating organizations and begins 4 days into a simulated earthquake event off the coast of Richmond and Wasson, involving a large population and complex infrastructure, including major bridges, ports, airports, railways, and highways. The goal of the exercise is to test overall preparedness with a focus on coordination and interagency communication for large-scale earthquakes and other emergencies. An estimated 50 operation centers will be activated throughout the province, including First Nations, local government, ministries, industry partners, and non-government organizations. British Columbia has announced $2 million in funding to expand paramedic training programs. The funds will go towards the Justice Institute of BC's paramedic programming in regions across the province and support more than 100 participants in the Primary Care Paramedic Certificate Program and approximately 30 students in Emergency Medical Responder Training. The province's Minister of State for Workforce Development says there will be 1 million job openings in the province over the next 8 years, with more than 140,000 of those jobs in the healthcare sector. Last month, the province announced new measures to support Canadian trained nurses who want to get back into the workforce, as well as internationally trained nurses looking to practice in BC. For Canadian trained nurses, the government will offer financial support of up to $4,000 to cover applications, assessments, and eligible travel costs for current nurses to re-enter the system. Every February, people across Canada participate in Black History Month events that honor the legacy of Black people in Canada. The 2023 theme for Black History Month is Ours to Tell. This topic highlights an opportunity to engage in an open dialogue and a commitment to learning more about the Black communities in Canada. We all need to know about their histories, successes, sacrifices, and triumphs. It is an opportunity for employers to create a more inclusive environment by sharing information with their workers about events and contributions made by people of African and Caribbean descent to the settlement, growth, and story of Canada. To learn more about the noteworthy Black Canadians who helped shape Canada, significant events in the history of Black communities, and other educational resources, please see the link in the episode description. And this was Canada HR News on February 6, 2023. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcast. You can also find us in Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on Twitter at CADHRNews or LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.